irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, March 5th, a day before Friday. Just to remind you, in case you don't know where Thursday falls during the week. Right, Jen?
Right.
Now you're clear on that.
Yes.
We have a great bunch of guests in the studio. We're going to get to them in just a minute. We're just going to sort of recap. Did you hear about this plane that skidded on New York City?
I knew that runway? Would be the first thing you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, because you know it.
Right.
Don't you want to fly now?
I mean, I actually do have to book a lot of travel this year, so
really?
I'm going. But I'm also not going to New York.
Yeah, don't go where it's snowy and icy. I mean,
why would I do that?
Yeah.
That's
well, I don't know. People do all the time, obviously,
true.
Right?
They do. I'm not. I'm going to places like, where am I going? Maine. I'm going
You're
to Maine.
You're going to Maine?
Yeah, but for Labor Day, so there won't be any snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you have to do in Maine?
I have to go to a wedding in Maine. I have to go to a wedding in Asheville, North Carolina. I have to go home for Mother's Day to Miami.
Wow.
So
that's pretty
these are
cool.
Not places that will be snowing when I'm there.
Yeah. Is that all like during the same time you're going to go to all these places?
Well, Mother's Day is in May.
Right.
And then one wedding's Labor Day, and then the other one is in October.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll be flying quite a bit.
Yes, and you will miss me.
Yes, we will, and we'll also be thinking of you on the plane.
Thank you.
Enjoying
you'll
yourself.
Be praying for my safe landing.
Yeah.
So, I can also call in and do the show from wherever I am. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. You can.
Okay.
I watched Two Drunk Girls last night.
Oh, you did?
One of your episodes.
Which one?
Because I wanted to be able to talk about it. One of the most recent ones, I think. What were you talking about? God, I can't remember.
Lent?
No.
I don't even remember what
Yeah,
about.
You were talking about something you guys were like
Instagram?
Ranting about. No, not Instagram either. I'll have to, I'll tell you what it was. It doesn't really matter. I mean,
no.
The subject matter doesn't matter. It's just that your chemistry is cool. You're just very funny on there. I mean, I just look at you and I laugh.
Thanks.
You have this funny look when you talk.
Is it my face?
No, you know it. It doesn't happen to me here on the show, I mean, on your show.
Oh. Well,
no, not that you're funny looking at all.
Thank you.
No, not at all. I just think that. I mean, you have what it takes to be funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you say funny things. You have funny look on your face.
Thanks.
And, yeah, you know, so don't you think so?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I mean, it's planned, right? It's not like...
Well, I've come to realize that people think that Lauren and I are probably alcoholics because of our show. It's Two Drunk Girls. However, do you think Kathy Lee and Hoda are alcoholics? Okay, maybe Kathy Lee, but not Hoda.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like you're playing a character. Like,
right.
I mean, we happen to drink a lot in our life, but that's because, like, we're social, we're going out, we're single. Like, we just really love wine.
Yeah.
Everything's a little bit of a celebration. Tonight's Scandal. I have to drink wine.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Scandal.
Really?
Mondays are The Bachelor. I have to drink wine. It's The Bachelor. Like, these are just
it's
rules.
It's part of it.
Right. And then all of a sudden, it's Friday and Saturday. I'm like, well, it's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's where my week goes. And I'm like, well, I'm a drunk girl. So it just makes
so
a lot of
sense. So that's how the week goes by. Yeah. But at least you don't drink alone that much.
No,
right?
And not on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Right.
That's just silly.
Okay. Well.
Well, see, and the thing, we've been accused of like also not drinking on our show. We're like, you can't have it every way. You can't call us alcoholics that don't drink. We're like,
right, exactly.
One or the other.
Like dry alcoholics or something.
It's the weirdest thing. But yeah, so yeah. I think actually when like men see that we do the show, they think that we're like drunk all the time or that we're like sloppy drunk. And we're not. We're not
right.
Those people. We're just, we always usually have a drink in our hand and we're celebrating some kind of occurrence of the week.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I
that's
don't know.
Cool. Everybody go to twodrunkgirls.net
yeah.
And check out those shows. They're pretty cool.
Thanks.
The videos are kind of small, but if you click on it at the bottom,
YouTube.
You do go to YouTube and
yeah.
Get the right size.
And the easier place to go probably is just, you know, YouTube and then type in Two Drunk Girls TV as one word and you'll get all of our videos.
Okay. Yeah, it's very cool. I'm going to watch some more of those.
Our manager tells us to drive people to YouTube, so please go to
really?
YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube.
That's where we get the hits.
But no, it's cool. So I'm. How long have you been doing this show now?
A year.
A year?
Yeah. Well, wow. On and off, and we're doing it more regularly now.
Yeah. You're pretty persistent, though. I mean, that's good. Thanks. Or consistent more than.
You know, once I start, I can't stop.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, you're destined to great things, I guess, right?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Try.
I'm trying to. Predict for you where you're gonna go.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I think you got a lot of talent, don't you?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what makes me any more talented than the next schmo here, but like,
no, I mean,
I'm persistent.
You have a good sense of humor, and you're funny, and you're interesting, and yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. So yeah, so if you need help when you're dating and stuff, I'll let people know the great things about you.
Thank you.
So yeah, so you have like a third party.
Thank you.
Testimonials, right?
Yes. I should have just a testimonial site.
Yeah.
If Lauren and I should, like, if you want to date these girls, they like red wine.
Right, exactly.
Good red wine.
And they're funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Did you see this the latest thing from ISIS?
No.
I mean, now they're throwing off gay people off buildings and
stuff.
What?
Yeah. I did not see that. I was too busy reading everything else that was going on.
Well, I actually picked up two books on ISIS. I finished one.
Wow.
And I feel I know a lot more about them than I did. And I think it's important to know these things because they're like really serious about eliminating everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, but it's very interesting to read. I mean, for me it is. So I like stuff like that. So
can I borrow one of the books that you
finished? Sure, yeah, I'll bring it.
I'd read about it.
Yeah, I'll bring it Monday.
Okay.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, me it's Friday already.
I was like, wait, do I have a day off? Did you not tell me?
To me it's Friday already. But no, we can't take the day off. We have so many guests coming up that it's...
we do.
It's not even funny. But that's cool. You know, I mean, I always like... cool guests and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I missed that. I've been reading about the Boston bomber and what else was I reading about?
Did you notice that since he was caught, we haven't seen one picture of him? Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. I mean, it's also probably to not glorify him.
Right. But they've done this with other, like the guy in Colorado that shot the congresswoman.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? I can't even remember his name.
I don't remember either, but she's out and thriving.
Yeah.
So
exactly,
great.
You know. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they do show criminals. So I don't know why the case is with him, but who knows?
Well, he's being shown again, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now only that his drawings. Trial started.
No. His pictures are all over CNN.
But new ones? No, it's the old images.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what he looks like now.
Right, exactly.
I don't really care either.
Right.
But they showed a picture of, like, the woman who's testifying against him.
Uh-huh.
And how she, like, walked into the trial with a prosthesis. And she's like, I was afraid of you for 2 years since this happened. And now I'm here testifying against you. Wow. And I can walk.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sad stuff, man.
Bye, Felicia. He's going to jail.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Maybe they should kill him too, or
yikes, Sam.
yeah. Or I'd give some examples here, but we don't want to sound like ISIS.
No, so. I can't. You can say it on your own. Not a BSSB.
I know, and we have a safe for work show today, so we have to be gentle with that.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, let's get to our guests now. We have four people in the studio, and we're going to introduce them one at a time. From left to right, we have Amber. Amber, welcome to the show. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to start with Laura since she's on the end there. So let's start with Laura. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sam.
Get a little closer to the mic. We're having to share mics here, so you guys will have to... to be patient. And Laura, do you want to give out your last name too?
Yes, my last name is Laura Benesse.
Okay, cool. And you guys are all a bunch of one group, right?
Yes,
more or less. More or less.
Circus group.
Okay, well, yeah. And then we have Amber. Welcome to the show, Amber.
Hi.
And Amber has got like this unique hat. I mean, you know what it looks like? It looks like that game that you run the loops around, you know, where. You get an electric shot. Thing. Yeah, oh. What's it called? That's exactly what it looks like. But at any rate, what's behind that hat?
It's a steampunk design. I actually create couture pieces in different hatchetry, and this is one of my first steampunk designs that I did. It's kind of like a Mad Hatter.
Oh, okay. So it's like, yeah, we'll have to post pictures. We'll post pictures after that so you guys can see what the hats look like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Amber, do you want to give out your last name?
I go by Amber Nicole.
Okay, Amber Nicole it is. And then, of course, we get to Robin Flutterby, right? Huh, is that how you want to be called?
It's Flutterby.
Flutterby, I'm
Robin,
sorry.
Robin Flutterby,
yeah, so much for my butchering names here. But Robin, thank you and welcome to the show. So you're sort of like the organizer of this whole thing.
Actually, I'm the CEO of Flutter Vision Productions, but even more importantly, I'm the founder of ASDS, Autism Spectrum Disorder Supports. We do is we go around the globe teaching healthy lifestyle and literacy through the art of storytelling. As my trademark character, Fairy Queen Flutterby. And since I've been doing that, it's been pretty good. But, you know, my little G-rated books, like the one I gave you, they're wonderful books told in rhyme. I actually wrote that one by the age of 12.
Really?
I have Asperger's syndrome, a mild form of autism. Mm. And my special trait was I talked in rhyme all the time.
Really?
Drove everyone crazy.
Wow.
So my dad would just say, write it down.
An actual rapper, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah,
I was rapping
to
at
be
age
a rapper.
Two. Yeah. Dr. Seuss was my hero. Yeah. But unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but Dr. Seuss cornered the market in forced rhyme children's books. So my little books, as great as they are, I'm so proud of 8,000 in circulation. Little Edwin's Triumph was my first one. But unfortunately, it's not enough to get my charity the real, you know, meat it needs to be able to survive.
Okay, so we'll talk about the charity and we'll try to raise some funds and all that stuff. And then tell us who's next to you.
I have my one, he's going to be playing our MC for our event, Wear Your Heart Wings. He is Juju Balo. He is in his own right, all kinds of stuff. But I'll let you let him tell you about himself.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Juju.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good, good. So tell us a little bit about you. How are you related to the organization here, to the group?
Amber and I are, that's my fiance.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
she knows Robin for a while because Amber does charities and stuff. I'm an actor and a model, motivational speaker, a martial artist. I retired about 2 years ago from martial arts. So now I'm into acting and stuff. So I do a lot of red carpet events. And I come from a real bad childhood, so I do anything that helps children or anything to help teenagers get out of the grunt or get out of the...
Very cool. Yeah. Where bad childhood. Where did you grow up?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Really?
Yeah, so
okay.
You guys talk about New York and Maine.
We're talking to New York.
It's cold over there.
So much for that. Yeah.
I came to California because I love the flow of things and the weather, of course.
Really? So you came mostly for the weather?
Yeah.
I know some people do. You know, it's not such a weird thing.
I came here in the 90s for the weather to enjoy it and everything else, but I fell in love with the state. I fell in love with the scenery and the flow of things and people here.
Right.
So I came back again.
Awesome. Yeah. Very good. Well, you're welcome here.
How long
have you been in L.A. now?
This time around, it's going 2 years now.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah,
well.
Just been 2 years. My anniversary just passed.
Awesome. Awesome. And so you guys are getting married soon, Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk into the mic so we can hear you. Because people can't see you. Yeah,
you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, August 29th is our date.
Really? How long have you guys been together?
We're connected solely, I'd say.
Really? So for centuries?
Yeah.
And
this earthly realm only 4 months.
Whoa.
Yeah,
but we felt like we've been together for centuries.
Really?
Yes.
How long ago did you meet?
We met about 4 months ago. We met at a
4 months
show,
ago?
Red carpet event, yes.
Wow.
She interviewed me. I like I'm being interviewed right now.
Wow.
So don't fall in love with me.
Yeah. Very cool. So you were interviewing your host?
Yes, I work with Fashion in LA.
Uh-huh.
And I was at Style Fashion Week. And one of our clients that I work with for the Stars Fashion House off of Melrose, where we're going to be having the charity event at, I had met his manager, and he introduced me to him, and I ended up interviewing him, but I really didn't take, like, you know, too much of a liking or a drawn liking, you know, because it's in the business, it's just like business, and you know.
Right.
But I heard him interviewing with another TV show, and just being able to see, like, his heart and my heart are very similar in coming together and wanting to be able to draw awareness Very shortly after, I met Robin, and I was at a fashion show down in San Diego for 10 Best Dressed in San Diego, where I came across Robin, and it was my heart's desire to be able to work with charities and to be able to draw awareness. And my sister works with special need kids as well, too. And we've been apart. Juju's gone to special needs proms kids. And so really, I think that the future really comes from children and their childlike. I think as adults, like when your child, and I'm sure Robin would be able to share being coming from being autism and then going through the neurological studies and her sharing that she's afraid to climb trees now. You know, when you're a kid, you were like fearless. You climbed the trees and you went out there and you're like, oh, I'm never going to fall. You never thought about breaking your arm, your leg.
Nine lives later.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I climbed, when I was younger, I climbed the tallest trees up just to see the moonlight at night. And then now I look at that same tree, I'm like, whoa, okay. Like, you know, that's a long way down. You know? So you have a different perspective. And I think that Robin's charity really does a great job in teaching children how to be able to learn different aspects of life through the art of storytelling. And I think that as adults, we get caught up in all the here and now and get, you know, neck deep in stuff that you lose sight of that childlike spirit. And I really think that the hope and direction of the world really is going to revolve around a childlike spirit, even if you're older. And seeing that in her really kind of sparked my fire.
Right.
And I was able to meet with awesome people, you know, Laura, and then becoming to be able to combine forces of so many different people to draw awareness in such a great cause is what we're here for.
Awesome. Awesome. And Laura, go ahead, turn the mic just a little bit towards you so we can hear you. And so when did you discover about Robin's charity and everything?
Well, let me tell you that story.
Okay.
Oh, no. Should I hide?
That's what we're here for.
Well, no. I actually just moved to L.A. Last August, I think.
From Maui.
She
just got married.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. We have all these beautiful women and they're all married, you know? Yeah, Jen, you got to warn us next time. We got to bring single ones in here.
No, I'm kidding. And also, what's wrong with me that I'm not married?
our intern's on her way. She is.
No,
single.
You're just smarter, Jen. You're smarter.
Well, cool. Another so, congratulations. Show. When did you get married? Recently?
October 10th in Maui.
Oh, wow.
And
in Maui.
Went right to China for 2 months.
Wow.
I'm not from China.
You're not from China. Okay, well, we didn't assume you were. So, where in China did you travel to?
37 cities.
37 cities. Why? I mean, was that like part of a trip or?
A tour. My husband, I don't have any talent, but my husband, he's a famous guitar player.
Uh-huh.
So we toured 37 cities in 2 months with 16 people. We're going back April 9th. So we had to already move the event date to April 3rd because of the China trip, the second one.
Whoa. So yeah, you want to tell me there's 37 cities in China that are interested in American music and that are worth going to? I mean, they're big enough?
They all looked kind of the same.
Yeah.
Cool called Dalian. Uh-huh. It's kind of like you go to a European Asia, but you can also feel like it's like communist China and Russia right there too. But it was kind of cool because it's like Europe.
Right. It's like Europe in some places.
Shanghai was amazing. Right. It was really cool. It's kind of like a Manhattan.
Right.
Or Chinatown, but it's really cool there. I mean, the fashion is insane there. Everything is dirt cheap. Even at Starbucks, you can go to Starbucks and get this for like the equivalent of $1.75.
Yeah, but so they have a lot of great fashion. But do people actually wear it? I mean, do you see women on the street looking?
See their kids wearing it.
Really?
Their children are decked out to a T. All these little hipsters. I mean, they were like, it's cool. They really care about their kids there.
Yeah.
The whole one child rule is definitely in place. And they really love their kids there. But it's quite an experience. No one speaks English.
Right.
You go up there and you're just kind of
crazy,
They look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, even the cab drivers, I understand, who should be able to speak some.
Exactly. No one wants to speak English.
So, I mean, my brother lives there for now. And my other brother is actually visiting him week. So, in Shanghai. So, I heard a lot of stories about it, which is really cool. But I heard that, you know, nobody speaks English there, you know. So, it's hard to communicate. You need somebody with you, like a tour guide or something.
They think I'm the tour guide.
Really?
Well, you are Korean, darling.
because we're all the same.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We all look the same.
But they get very confused when I'm like, I don't speak any.
Right. Yeah.
But so remember, they thought you were. They kept.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, Laura, so how did you connect with the group?
So, Robin is actually my neighbor, and she popped over as soon as we moved in with some homemade banana bread or...
My homemade banana bread.
I wish I knew. I would ask you for some. I love banana bread.
Well, I'll have to drop some off, Sam.
Okay, then we will.
And she invited me into her home, showed me her books within the first 10 minutes, and, you know, we just
told
clicked.
You my life story like exactly. I tend to do.
And I just moved from Maui, and I left my business there and my clients there, and my background is in healthcare. I'm from D.C., and I worked for the National Institutes of Health for quite some time in there with their nonprofits. And, you know, we just kind of had a spiritual connection, and I needed something to do.
I was whining that I was bored. I was plateauing in my career, and I was kind of complaining,
I was like, I'll help you.
And she's like, okay, Robin, by this time next year, you will wish you had boring.
Literally. And she was crying at my door saying, I have no work to do. And 2 weeks later, I have so much stuff to do. I can't get my schedule together.
But tell them the biggest thing. So I go around the world traveling as the fairy. So I'm in costume. But I started receiving a treatment called Neurofield. And now that I'm getting Neurofield, I'm actually testing off the spectrum. And so I'm becoming mainstream. So now I can be taken more seriously. So instead of just peddling my little books and talking about healthy lifestyle literacy, I'm telling people my mission, which is I would like to create a behavioral health special needs
network
resource center. And it will be something that's cradle to grave care for special needs. I've also created an interpreter app for special needs. We have interpreters for every language except for ours. So Laura heard my mission, and this is what she did for
and,
me.
I mean, I was so inspired. So being from D.C., I have a lot of contacts still there in the healthcare industry and conferences. And I, you know, sent an email off to one of my mentors in San Francisco about a conference they were having called Engage in D.C. And I told them all about Robin, and he was like, you know, we can put her on a panel called the Town Hall Patient Advocate because it's a perspective that is so valuable that she has, and she can articulate herself and speak from the patient and also be a CEO. And so she flew to D.C. and spoke at a conference. She was, you know, interviewed, and they loved her.
It was amazing. It was the first conference I attended where I didn't have to force feed people my paper.
Really?
Yeah. After I spoke, people came up to me.
Or go in costume.
Yeah, or be in costume. I got to be Robin. And as Robin, that's kind of scary. It took me years to even go by my first name. I always was another character.
Really?
I go by my nickname. I have many nicknames because as an Aspie, we have many traits. Like we can smell like a dog, so you get the nickname upper lip. Or you can hear... You know, like a bat, you know, or you just, the nicknames are endless. But the one that I love the most was Diamond in the Rough. Because as being such a talented girl, but socially thwarted, you know, it was hard. Only certain people picked up on my brilliance. And now I'm beginning to shine brightly so others may have a lighted path.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I noticed the room is a little more bright this morning.
I woke up in the morning with the sun. I didn't sleep for more than 4 hours since birth. My dad called me morning sunshine. And then I get to Southern California as an older person on my own, and I get things like, do you have to be so peppy? What are you smiling about? And it was crazy.
Oh, God.
And the world tried to, you know, tarnish my glee. And then I meet people like Laura and Amber and Jujo. And I have many others that are in my world. Dave Edison, J.R. Horstein. These people have really helped. I have many things I've produced now. I created the production company because I know you have to have a business thrive in order to fund the charity.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of someone like Laura getting me to D.C., being able to meet the powers that be, getting my voice out there. Mm. And what was so wild was I met this amazing guy named Andy, who was actually running for mayor in D.C. at the time. He came up to me and he's like, Robin, you're fascinating. And I'm like, thank you. But I was Robin and I kind of was taken aback because he asked me to come and be at his open mic night at Busboys and Poets in D.C. And I was like, I have never been on stage at a costume. I don't know how I do it. I even had my head shot and showed him. He goes, no, I want you as Robin. I think you have something to say. So I went up on stage. I had my little thing planned. I was kind of wearing little jeans and a cute jacket, but I was a little nervous. But as soon as I started to speak about my cause.
By speak, and she means rap.
Yeah.
You rap about it?
Yeah, I do. And so they were very intrigued. And then I even got braver and I broke out a picture of the fairy and I said, normally I'm in front of children like this. And I showed them the picture and they were screaming. And I said, you know what? I have this really amazing children's music video and I really need to get numbers. An investor said, hey, Robin, you know, you've got enough material, but I want you to put a video up to go viral. So I was like, how am I going to do that? So I took my signature song, Open Up a Book, and I told the parents what I was doing. singing, and I said, how about I sing it to you guys? You guys are the ones that put the kids online anyway. If you like it, you'll help me. And they said, sing it. Well, I thought they were going to take my little iPod and plug it in, and I was going to have my whole orchestra with me.
Right.
No, it was broken. They said, you have to sing it a cappella.
Like landmark in D.C.
It is amazing. And so I was a little nervous. My voice cracked in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But when I was done, I had the standing ovation. They were amazing. And the men that were in there that were doing their poetry were these amazing African-American men, big, huge guys, doing things like, I am king. And they had these political messages. And they were coming up asking for my autograph. They wanted the fairy's autograph and Robin's autograph. So Laura's really opened up the world to me. And now Amber and her have teamed up with me to be able to get my launch. So I was kind of a mess. I was all over the place. And Laura's like, oh, my God, you have like 500 websites. And you need like one. So she reined it all in. We took Little Edwin's Triumph. We rebranded it to ASDS, Autism Spectrum Disorder Supports. We're getting this amazing venue at For the Stars Fashion House. These two are working their fannies off for me so that we can get so we can introduce ASDS and the Fairy Queen to the world. Now, Fairy Queen Flutterby is a trademark character, and that's all wonderful, but I was kind of smothering her. And as soon as she started to evolve, and I got other girls playing my characters, and my writing started to go into different genres, which is steampunk. And so now we have the animated series called Cog in the Machine, and then Amber designs steampunk couture. So it's just, we're going to have a fashion show, it's going to be fairies, it's going to be steampunk, we're going to have a magician, a light show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
Entertaining.
April 3rd. I'm kind of worried because WonderCon, and there's another couple cons that are opening up that weekend, but we realize this is a good cause, and we know that people will come out for a good cause.
Yeah. And it's awesome, you know, that people take the time to really invest in other people.
Yeah.
You know, and Jen, we should get a little more involved maybe, huh?
I'm involved.
Are you involved in like charities and things like that? Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back. You'll have to tell us about them then.
I will.
Okay.
There are a couple events coming up.
Really?
We'll talk at another time.
Okay. Then I meant I should be involved then.
Yes.
Okay.
You're feeling the calling.
Yeah, I know. I
so, mean, Sam, how do you look
feel,
in wings?
Now
I'm
feeling guilty.
How do you look in wings?
Yeah, we can get you in wings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
How do I look in wings?
I've never tried.
We have a few spaces open for the fashion show. I'd love to dress you
really?
Up.
And make me as a fairy?
Yeah, and you know, not all fairies are, you know what? You know, what we like,
I guess when you get your wings, then, you know, you become a fairy.
That's
then
right.
You're official.
And see, basically, our branding is, even though you're challenged, you too can be a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we like to say is we have hero fairies. And those are the people that go out and work all day for that little paycheck and come home. And they continue working even harder for their communities without getting any paycheck.
Right.
And they don't wear their wings on their heart. Mm. Or on their back, I'm sorry. They wear their wings on their heart.
On their heart.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very cool.
A little dyslexia. I'm kind of reverse that scratch.
It's okay. I mean, I don't see anything is amiss with you. So it's whatever it is that you have, you've overcome it quite a bit. I mean, you know, you're a functioning person.
You should have seen
person.
Me before. I couldn't even listen.
Even 3 months ago.
I would talk. My voice.
So what happened?
Well,
she's
my voice.
Going to the neurological neurofield.
Yeah, the neurofield is electromagnetic pulse stimulation. They take a picture of your brain, and then they see exactly where you're afflicted. And they can take a light electromagnetic stimulation pulse and just set it right on that spot of your brain. And it kind of like kisses the owie. Because it's a brain injury. I was born with PTSD in utero.
Right.
I didn't sleep for more than 4 hours without medication since birth.
I
didn't have the ability to feel empathy or fall in love or be mindful or have moral compass. But now I'm not in high beta. I'm not going 500 miles a minute. This is actually very calm.
Right.
Green tea and all that? No, I do chamomile. No octane in this body, because people always accuse me of being a tweaker or a meth head or, you know, too much caffeine or Energizer Bunny, Ricochet Robin.
Yeah.
But that's
you
not
just
the case.
Life. I mean, you know, that's
but
the
now
thing.
That in, nothing in wrong. Being, like, autistic herself and going through those life challenges and then, like, us sitting in the room and friends that we haven't been friends for too long, but just her spirit It is so much bigger than her body.
Yeah.
You know, and so much of her story. And then to being able to see, like, you know, she's going to be 50 coming up here, 50
I
and
know,
Fairylicious.
I wasn't even going to survive. And now I'm actually going to be 50 years old. It was something that was not, my sons were like, Mom, you have to survive. We want you around.
Yeah.
And then I started getting the treatments and now I'm going to live longer.
Wow. That's amazing. So tell people what treatments those are so people can know.
Dr. Nicholas Dogris created electromagnetic stimulation pulse neurofield. Neurofieldinc.com. It's wonderful. It's a plethora of great information about it. Not only is for ASD, but it helps a lot of other mental and physical issues. And right. It doesn't necessarily
like
mean
mm-hmm.
everything.
Really?
It doesn't mean it's going to cure it.
It reprograms the brain. It kind of gives it that
stimulus. It's non-invasive.
Mm-hmm. It's non-invasive, super easy to get. He's even has it so he can do it on children younger than 2 now. It's a very euphoric experience. Mm-hmm. You don't feel pain, and no one knows the secret number to how many. But I've had 37 sessions in just over a year's period, and I went from never sleeping to sleeping without meds.
Wow.
Now it's about meditation.
Right.
And now I can listen.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. You know, I mean, the thing is that this would help like a lot of people in similar situations.
Absolutely.
So people should know about this.
People should know about it. I wish more doctors were doing it. I'm hoping that doctors that are doing it will start taking insurance. But my goal is one day when my charity is sitting in the top of the hill, that everybody will afford Neurofield.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Jujo, did you – so now since you met Amber and stuff, you decided to join this cause here?
Well, I'm always looking – I'm actually creating my own movements myself because, I've overcome a lot myself. But any charity that helps disability or children or anyone in need of some support in any way that make them become the better human being they're supposed to be in this world,
right.
I always want to be involved. I don't ask for anything, just to be involved, just to see the change in other people or just to see the gratitude they have when someone cares enough. It's
right.
enough for me.
Yeah.
So when Amber introduced me to Robin, Robin was just ecstatic and energy, full of energy, and I was like, oh, okay, what's going on here? Because I didn't know nothing about Robin
right.
at the moment.
Yeah, what did she think?
She was just in a fairy costume
yeah.
in the house, and
yeah.
I was
yeah,
like, but I like those that are not afraid to be who they are. Or
right.
I like to be around people that are confident in what they do and do it well. And she was. She wasn't afraid to be out there speaking about what she believes in. She's not afraid to say that she also is a victim of this disease.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows that she can't. She's a survivor. You know?
Right, the survivor.
She pushed past the
victim
and
right.
said, "Now you know what? I got control now." You know,
right.
and it might take a lot of bumps and
yeah.
ditches in the road, but she got there.
Yeah, and it's amazing because nobody can do it for you, right?
Exactly.
You have to do it yourself.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the truth. He's totally right. I had to take an active part in my mental and physical well-being and become my own hero to save my life.
That's
yeah.
right. But I'm wow. glad she did because
yeah.
she's very positive and her energy is beautiful. If you know her personally, her energy is just always want to help.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you can tell, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know her personally, but
yeah,
I
does.
Do now.
It's not an act.
Right.
You know what I mean,
yeah,
Robin,
I know.
Robin and Flutterby are the same people. It's just Flutterby is fairy.
Right.
I mean? But
exactly.
other than that, it's the same person. Her heart's
yeah.
that big.
If you guys Google Robin Flutterby, you'll see a lot of fairies and unicorns and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, because it's funny because I went on Facebook to try and see a picture of you to remember. And so you have a lot of fairies and things like that.
Oh,
there.
That's not, right. You didn't
yeah,
see me. You see the new fairies now.
Yeah.
Oh, the new fairy queen. Yeah, I
yeah.
forgot about that.
Well, I saw actually like drawings of fairies, not really real people.
We have a lot of artwork for the books and the comic book and for my stories.
That's amazing. So who does the art for you? Is it
I have a
people?
Wonderful artist named William O'Neill. He's uh-huh. incredible. But the very first book that I did was done by Jeff Nentrip, who's actually quite famous now. I know that he got a name for himself doing the publicity artwork for Harry Potter. He also did a lot of the artwork for Steven Spielberg's Dreamcast.
Mm.
And then he did my first book 20 years ago. But I put the book away. I kind of sat on it. So when I called him up, you know, 15 years after the fact to say, hey, I'm ready to get the next book done and to get this book out there, he's like, well, I'll let you own the first one, but the rest are going to cost you.
Yeah.
And I looked him up online and I saw why.
Yeah.
But I have some really great artists that have been donating artwork. This book that I just gave you today, Fairy Fizzle's Plight, was actually illustrated it by my son's best friend. He donated it in the same style as the first book.
Yeah,
so we were very fortunate. Cool. But it's all helping to push the, you know, the production company forward so that we can fund the charity.
Right. Now, so tell us a little bit about the book, Fairy Fizzle's Plight.
So Little Edwin's Triumph was my first book, and he is the hero. He is my mascot, and he's a little mouse who proved just because you're small doesn't mean you can't be a hero. So in the first book, he actually slays the dragon and saves Lake Glory in the kingdom, and this Fairy Fizzle's Plight is his first adventure as the hero.
I see.
So Fairy Fizzle has a plight, obviously. That's her trouble. And I like to always introduce children to new words. Even though that word plight is not in the same, it's an upper reading level.
Right.
But I was 2 years old when I learned the word triumphant. So when
really?
I learned the word triumphant, I came in from the house, I had helped my dad do something, and he said that I was triumphant. And I walked in, and I said to my mommy, I am triumphant, I am triumphant. And she goes, Richard, quit teaching her those words. But I thought plight was an interesting word, and instead of saying trouble, you know, Fairy Fizzle's Plight. And I'm really proud to announce that I won a Family Choice Award. A wonderful woman met me when I was organizing toys, to gather toys for the toy drive, which I'm really proud. We donated over $10,000 of the toys last holiday
really?
Season.
Wow,
yes, we did. Toys for Tots, yep. Walgreens, and also for Sparks for Love. And she is the publisher editor of Family Magazine. So she interviewed me, put out an amazing article called Angels Among Us. Next thing you know, I'm being nominated for a Family Choice Award. I win the award. And then she called me and she says, Robin, I want you to be a correspondent for
the correspondent.
Really?
For specialneeds.com.
At the Special Olympics.
Yes, yeah. The World Special Olympics in LA this year.
Wow.
So I'm being waited to be vetted, but I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And the whole world has opened up to me because I got my neurofield and I was able to start listening to the people that were really in my corner. Mm. You know, when you first start out in this business, you get people, agents, publicists, they take all your money, they do nothing for you. I was one of those.
Really?
And so now I'm pretty much done. Like, I've sold my home, the Bank of Husbands is closed, I got to figure out a way to do it, Sam. And that's why I have these wonderful people in my world.
Yeah, and you're very fortunate to do that, you know.
Thank you.
And the amazing thing about Robin is, like, you know, I think people with afflictions like that usually probably stay inside, you know, they're inside themselves and everything. And you're so outgoing and you're so out there, you know. So you've climbed quite...
Butterfly, flutterby, never land where you stand. That's what my grandfather said when I was 2, because he got sick of my mother calling me the Tasmanian devil.
Really?
Or whirling dervish. She's much too pretty to be a devil, so I became flutterby. And when I wrote the first book and I got a website started, I only sold 11 in like a year. I was so disappointed. And my girlfriend goes, what are you thinking? No one knows you. They don't know how to look for your website. Dress up like a freaking fairy and go out in the world and start storytelling. And I went, Fairy Queen Flutterby. And then I found out that Disney had characters in a vault for future use. And an attorney was so kind and said, you know what you're going to do? You'll never beat Disney, but we'll get you trademarked. You'll start touring. And then they're not going to take the fairy away from an autistic woman who's trying to do a charity.
Yeah,
so now, you know, I mean, I would love if Disney wanted to help out. That would be great. But until that day happens, I've got to do it on my own.
Yeah, that's true. So tell us, how can people help out? How can people be involved in this?
Well, I'm going to let Laura tell you that because she is my CMO. She is the business. I am the creative. And so, Laura, would you please tell these wonderful people how they can get in touch with us and what they can do to help?
Yes, they can visit your website, which is fairyqueenflutterby.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also go, they can look you up on Facebook. But the main thing I really would like people to do is come support the cause at our event, which is Friday, April 3rd at For the Stars Fashion Show, Fashion House, which is at
7558 Melrose Avenue. And it's on the cross street of Sierra Bonita. There's three stores side by side. For the Stars Fashion House is known to be able to dress Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, Lady Gaga. So it's they have some awesome stage management pieces, which coincides with her fairy kind of stuff as well, too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's from 7 to 10. And, you know, it's just for a small donation of even just $20 if you can't attend. It's, you know, it's I would like this to be a fundraiser, but Robin wants this to be a launch event. But, you know, right. it is really for a good cause, and we can't really move forward, you know, to reach people without... You know,
right,
without,
some help.
Without
right.
funding. It's important. I gave it all right. away. I gave
and
all
she
those
keeps
books,
giving it all.
And that's yeah. my problem is I have this huge heart, and it's to a fault, and that's what right. my mother would say. And Laura's like, you have self-worth, Robin. You're allowed to charge. It's okay. You don't yeah. have to keep
that's
giving it
true.
Away.
That's true, yeah. Good for you. So you're very fortunate to have surrounded yourself by great people.
I am the most blessed fairy on the planet.
Absolutely.
We're all very blessed.
Yeah. yeah. And I'm going to be a fairy soon, too.
And when I'm not being fairy, I want to hang out with right? Jen because I need to blow off some steam. So, Jen, you're going to have to hook us up with some fun places to go.
Of course.
When we're not in our G-rated costumes. So, Sam, so today, the reason we're dressed up in our steampunk is we're going to go down on Melrose near our fashion house where we're having our venue, and we're going to go to Bev Hills and Hollywood and Vine. We're going to pass out flyers. We're going to give people opportunities to either donate or buy a ticket. And so if you see us out there, guys, say hello. Don't be afraid to say hi.
Yeah.
Remember, not all fairies wear their wings on their back. Some of us wear them on our hearts.
Right. But will drivers know that when they drive by?
Oh, when they see us, if they can't recognize something, I mean, they're blind. We're wearing our blazing red hair because tends to stick out in a crowd.
Right.
We have on our really sexy Amber has these amazing bustiers and hats that she's created for us. And we're just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we're positive energy. We encourage people. Whatever you want to be, you can be.
I think bottom line is that we're all pulled together to be able to draw awareness to a cause that is affecting kids that are affected
and
with kids
adults.
and adults who, like, you know, and Robin, who struggled with it for her whole life until she finally got some type of clarity in her life.
Yeah.
And she was able to, like, the funny thing is to be able to see her childlike spirit come through and to be able to experience, like, what it is to fall in love for the first time, what it is to have empathy,
gosh, that's
what
true.
It is to be able to go through all these emotions, but to be able to educate children and adults that are out there that there's ways of being able to find help that they can go through those. And like how she was saying, how some of the doctors are now doing studies on, and working with kids that are 2 years old. Can you imagine giving that child what it is to be able to have an equal opportunity at life?
Yeah, and especially early on in their life.
And even adults nowadays, you know, they're falling through the cracks of the system. You know, as Robin always tells people, caregivers, you know, they're getting older and then they're going to die. And then who's going to take care of these adults that are suffering, you know?
Right.
They're just getting shuffled through the system, as Robin did. And, you know, that's why she really also wants to create a network for adults in her situation who don't know about Neurofield and, you know, who are, you know, in the same position as she is but don't have the same confidence and same, you know, outgoing spirit that she has. And, you know, I think that's also very important.
Education.
It also brings awareness to those that might not know they're autistic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because some people are in denial or just don't understand.
Yeah,
why
they think
they
something.
The world.
Yeah, they think it's a character
they're
defect.
They're misdiagnosed.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good to have people that come to the show and enjoy themselves, but also get information and probably know someone that might need that kind of you know, backing and stuff like that. And
no one's immune. No one is immune. Everybody knows someone. I mean, the last statistics I read, it was one in four boys, one in six girls. 1 in 10 adults is diagnosed every
single day. And that's an amazing number to be able to hear that there's so many different things that are out there, but there's so many other things that are out there to be able to help. And that's what we've come together is to be able to help spread the word. So if there's like one person who then spreads it to another person, it's kind of like that movie Pay It Forward.
Right.
And really, like, if bottom line, my life helps to be able to impact another person's life.
Right.
To helps to be able to give someone else hope or helps them to be able to get through the alphabet by getting through A through M faster than going through B, C, D and tripping up, then my life here has been made a better fulfillment and purpose. And being able to be a part, coming from the medical field myself too, and both of us come from a very strong background within the medical field as well too, to see that there are options out there to heal rather than to be able to live with these types of symptoms and struggles and on acceptance within a society, to know that there are goals that are out there and capability of becoming, you know, that fulfilled and full person, then it's giving opportunity and hope to other people.
Right.
I just thought of two kids actually that could benefit from this.
Yeah, we're going to do it with a lot of fun. You know, I mean, when it comes to a medical diagnosis, people get, you know, shun away from it and everything because all the medical terms and everything else. So we decided to do it with fairy tales, fairies,
superheroes, steampunk,
fashion.
I mean, look at cosplay. That's probably like 90% of the people that cosplay are autistic. You've got to figure.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because they're all dressed. They're all their alter ego. See, that's the thing. Right. People like me could relate to the alter ego. So as a child, I would get a big box and cut out a hole in it and put on a funny costume and I could pretend to be a character and I was on fire, you know. Yeah. I would entertain and I had no problems and I wasn't shy, but just robbing by myself, I just babbled incoherently until I'd pass out.
Really? Yeah.
And I would get so scared I'd just run and I'd like run into something. That's why my nose has been broken four times. But as my father said, you know, okay, kitty cat, you've outlived your nine lives. I was pretty much a daredevil and I had no fear whatsoever.
Right.
And then one day after the neurofield, I realized, oh my gosh, I'm standing on the top of a building. Like, that's really far. If you fall, that would hurt.
Right.
But hang gliding, base jumping, I just did it. I had no... But
really?
Now I actually have a sense of, holy fear. Crap, that's high. Which is good. It's good to know your limitations.
Right.
And I'm glad I survived my 9 near-death experiences because now I'm on fire and I'm ready for the world and Robin is okay with Robin.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned you have children too, right?
I do. I had two of my own boys, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of 9 other boys over a 15-year period where we lived in Oxnard. I kind of had a boys' home. I wasn't legally a foster mom, but I felt like I was.
Yeah.
And I helped many of these boys in troubled situations, including my own. And it was a really great environment. I had, you know, we had the music in the garage, and they were in sports. And, you know, I did my massage and physical therapy, you know, out of my home. I didn't even have to leave my home. It was very safe, wonderful world. My boys were fabulous. And out of 11 boys, 9 of them have graduated university. I'm so proud of them.
Right.
And I'm just I was at a loss. I became empty nest. And then I went out in the world to try to find a job like everybody else does. And 200 job applications and 175 interviews. No one wanted this very brilliant, socially thwarted girl.
Yeah.
So I went home for about a year and a half, put on 125 pounds worth of ice cream, and tried to commit suicide 5 times.
Wow.
And then my oldest son came home and said, well, I'm really glad you survived.
Yeah.
You're so worried about us not living our dreams. You're not living yours.
Yeah.
Get out of bed. And I got a dog, and I got healthy, and I started doing Zumba, and I lost my weight. I pulled my book out of the hope chest, got it self-published, created the character. Now we're all the way up
to... Wow, what a transformation,
huh? Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay, so Laura, give everybody the website again where people can find out all the information on the event, on the charity, and so forth.
It is www.fairyqueenflutterby.com.
Okay, fairyqueenflutterby.com. You can or just Google it. And and the charity is ASDS, right?
ASDS, Autism Spectrum Disorder Supports.
And the
like
event
I
is
said,
called Wear Your Heart Wings.
Wear Your Heart Wings, because not all fairies wear their wings on their back, but we wear ours on our hearts.
Right.
April 3rd.
And you reminded that to us a few times, so now we remember that.
Thank you.
Yeah. She had to drive
heart
the
wings.
Point home.
Well, people go, wear your heart wings. It's like, well, Laura was like, heartstrings. And I'm like, heart wings. And we had this great meeting collaborating that idea. I was very proud of it.
Very
it
cool.
It is really a nice idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Robin Flutterby, Amber, Laura, and Jujo, thank you so much for joining us, guys. You're
thank
amazing.
You.
Thank you, Sam.
And we wish you a lot of success with the charity and everything, all your efforts. I mean,
thank you.
I know it's going to go rewarded. At least by all the children that benefit from this.
Well, Sam, from Team Flutterby, you and Jennifer have an enchanted day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You
and
too.
We'll put up pictures on the website, on Facebook, so you guys can see what everybody looks like. Everybody's beautiful and dressed nicely and everything, so that's cool. I know I was coming up on the elevator, and the parking guy says, oh, you got like a great group here, you know?
Yes.
Like,
he told me
very
too.
Colorful. So, anyway, thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks again, Sam.
Sure.
I love being here.
All the
thank
best.
You. Thank you.
And to you guys as well. And have a safe travel, Miss Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Jennifer, thank you. I've been calling you Jennifer. I don't know why that is.
It's good. It's my name. You
yeah,
can call
that's
me that
true.
Anytime you want.
Okay.
As long as you don't
cool.
call me Jenny. Otherwise, I'll just
I won't
away.
Call you Jenny. It's just that Jen is too
like
short, you know?
Jen is too short?
Yeah.
I feel like people
Jennifer's
like it.
Jennifer's cool.
It's well, like, it's people call me Jen Golden. It's like my whole name.
Jen Golden.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't know
we'll
why.
That.
You can just call me Jennifer.
You call me Jennifer Golden.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.